Our scripture reading today comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. Hear the word of the Lord. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. And on that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Earlier this week, I was sitting around, and because of all the pretty days, I have taken a lawn chair and put it in the driveway. So anytime I'm sitting out grilling, which I have been doing a lot these days, I can enjoy the sun. Or there's even times in the afternoons where I just go sit and enjoy the sun that we are experiencing right now. And so I was eating lunch, right? I was eating lunch, and there's a little crease between the parsonage and the fence that is around the backyard. And for those of you that don't know, I have two chocolate labs who just turned one this month. And I'm sitting there eating lunch, enjoying my, as I like to call my sidewalk time or my driveway time. And in those moments, they poked their little noses through that little crease that we had. And they just sat there looking at me. And these two dogs, they are very loyal. They very much love to be with me or with my fiance, Alyssa. They want to be with us whenever they can. And so them seeing me, but not being able to run into my lap or to enjoy their time with me, it was a little discouraging. I could hear the little whimpers in that moment, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, what's wrong? Y'all can see me. I'm not coming back there because I don't want to get mauled while I'm eating my lunch. But then, as I was thinking about it, I was thinking about how they very much want to be in my presence or Alyssa's presence because of that love that they have for us. You know, we are their companions. And as I was thinking about that love that they have for us, that desire that they have to be with us, and then thinking about, in normalcy, I leave every morning. I come to the church. I do my work. They're all alone with each other, sitting there, whatever dogs do throughout the day. And then I was reading this scripture. And I was listening to Jesus as he's sharing words before his eventual death and resurrection to the disciples, and talking about this time where Jesus would no longer be walking with his people. But what Jesus says and what Jesus does is, even though we are not going to have Jesus walking with us and that we're not going to be able to see Jesus any longer after this eventual death that is coming through in the later part of the gospel, Jesus is assuring us that we're not going to be alone. Jesus is assuring us that there's going to be another advocate that is there with us after he is no longer. And I just began to think, wow. Jesus knew that he was not going to be able to walk alongside with us physically forever and ever. And Jesus knows that it's through him that we're able to obtain eternal life. Jesus knows that it's through him that we're able to learn and to grow and to see that love of God and to hear those words that I will give you another advocate to be with you forever. We know that advocate, that presence that is with us to be, as Jesus says, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, the third part of the Trinity, that Spirit who continually works through us, that continually helps and reveal God to us each and every day of our lives. Because as we have a love and a desire to be with God, to be in community with God, to grow closer to God, we need guidance. We need assurance. We need help. Because our humanity continually falls into the desires of the world. Our humanity continues to be disobedient at times to where God is leading. And so to know that Jesus made sure that we were taken care of even after Christ was no longer there, after Christ would be given over by us, God's people, after Christ would be resurrected, to know that while Christ is no longer here, that he made sure we were taken care of. And see, that Spirit, it does continually work through us, with us, around us. And the Spirit had always been there. We see a lot of references about the Spirit throughout biblical texts and scriptures. And we see, you know, the dove coming down on Jesus' baptism, the dove of the Spirit. But to know that even though Jesus had left this earth, that Spirit of truth would continue to be there for us. That because he lives, we will live also. And we know that Jesus lives because of how we experience the Spirit today. Because of knowing God's love through God's Spirit, through that Spirit of truth. And so we do not have to have the same disappointments that animals may have when they see their owners leave and not knowing what to do in that moment. Or knowing when a loved one is no longer with us. See, when it comes to the fact that Jesus was no longer with us, Jesus made sure that we were taken care of. Jesus made sure that we were still loved. Jesus made sure that we would still feel that presence, that love, that we were taken care of. And to me, knowing that Spirit is there, seeing and experiencing how that Spirit works within each and every one of us, knowing of how that Spirit leads me closer to God, that's an incredible, incredible feeling. And it's beautiful as we read this scripture today and know that we have been taken care of by our God. We are never left alone by our God, by our Lord in Christ, because we do have that Spirit that is here on earth with us, that is moving even when we do not see it, that Spirit is alive and well. Let us pray. Gracious God, we just thank you, Lord, for the way that you continue to be present in our life. Lord, we thank you for the way that you have given us the Spirit so that we can continually feel that presence, know of that love, and that we can continually grow closer to you. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.